unlimited calls in about a 35-mile radius, because that's about what you do, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Lulu, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mark, this is Gail. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Making it all the way to the end of Monday, I think. Like, maybe I should. So it sounds like you and Lulu were chatting about the first page listing we had available on Google today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, Mark, I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if everything makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, then we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, now, it sounds like you guys do both remodeling and electrical work, kind of two separate sides of the business. Is that, did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, how far are you traveling typically for work?
Half an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then, now, how are new customers finding you guys now?
Basically through Facebook and Angie's Leads. We've
okay.
built a pretty good clientele based just off Facebook.
That's awesome. I do believe it, actually. I do believe it. Facebook has been amazing lately for new clients. Now, are you doing paid ads or are you just doing
Actually, no, not yet. We haven't paid for anything except we just signed up for Angie Leads. That probably won't be, but for the end of this month, and that'll be probably at the end of that.
Oh, what's going on?
Just not enough in my area. Everything I get is farther than I want to travel.
Wow. And, you know, that's kind of strange because I'm looking at the searches that were done. Let me take it out. Let me take one more look. I want to make sure I got this right before I spew it out of my face and have it be wrong. Okay, so that I wanted to make sure I was checking Eldon, Missouri and surrounding. So I actually just pulled went into our back end and pulled how many searches had been done. Just I did a 25-mile radius, just to be modest, in the last 30 days for electrical only, and I'll run remodeling here in a second. But just within that little 25-mile radius, last month alone, there were over 1,300 searches. So that they're sending you that.
I lost you there for a minute there. As soon as you started talking, I lost you.
Oh.
Sorry, I was driving there. I pulled off the side of the road.
That's all right. That's all right. So I just pulled how many searches had been done for just electrical just in the last 30 days, and I did a modest 25-mile radius. And there have been over 1,300 searches just in that radius. 25-mile
radius of where?
Yeah, of Eldon,
from
of
where?
Eldon, Missouri.
From Eldon?
Yep, you're in Eldon, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's odd. Well, maybe people aren't hitting on Angie's then, because I would have thought you'd have gotten more leads for that. Let me check.
Yeah, well, I've gotten, I think I've gotten about 5 or 6. They said Jeff City, but they were past Jeff City. They were up near Holt Summit and past that. But
okay.
I'll let them come in at Jeff City. Or they'll be 25 minutes outside of Jeff City, and it'll come up through Angie Lee as Jeff City.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Wow. You know, weird, Mark, that I've not heard that before, that they were pulling people outside of their normal service areas like that.
I don't even know why I'm coming in. I don't even have Jeff City selected.
Well, I just had somebody else tell me. I had a guy from North Carolina earlier today tell me they were sending him leads from Colorado, for God's sake.
Holy cow.
I mean, right? Exactly. Okay, so Angie's is probably done and dead. So let's talk about the good stuff and how to get you guys more business then for real. So first page of Google is a whole different ballgame. First thing that we'll do is we'll close off your categories of electrical and remodeling. You kind of get a twofer. Normally, they would be two separate listings, but you guys did it right. You combined it all into one company. So because you set up that way, we can use keywords for remodeling services. So we can say kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, all of those right. things that go along with remodeling. But we can also say electric as well and capture both of those categories on one listing. So we'll use your electrical side. I would imagine service panel upgrades are probably a big deal. They're high profit, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So we can use services like that within the category of electrical as keywords so that when people are searching for any of those services, you guys pop up right in the map on the first page of Google, and then they just click and call you directly. So we close that 50-mile radius around Eldon. In that area, what it, that means for you is that we'll never be working with your competitors. It's very strict Google rules that we follow. We have for 14 years as a partner that we don't work with anyone else in that 50-mile radius who offers the same services. So you really are kind of getting a twofer because we can capture remodeling too because we don't have a remodeler there. So that's awesome. You get basically what amounts to double the value because you can do the electrical and the remodeling. So in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be promoting your competitors. So Lake Life Electrical and Remodeling is the only company that we'll be putting on that map section. And then as far as people calling you directly, we make you a one-click call. I see you don't have a Google Business profile up just yet. Is that something that you've sent in for or just haven't had time yet, Mark?
I just haven't had time yet. We've been so stinking busy. I haven't had time to do anything, to be honest with you. I've been working literally, except for the last month and a half, we've been working 7 days a week.
Wow.
And about a month and a half ago, I hired my first employee.
Wow.
And I started taking some weekends off.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Well, and now that you got an employee, you really got to pay for him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So no worries on the Google Business profile. We'll get that going for you. We don't charge for that, and Google doesn't charge for the listing. But it'll be one of the first things that people see when they find you there. So they're going to click, and they'll call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls at all. So you're getting the leads right when they're hot rather than after they've been cooled down to lukewarm before they come through the Angie
right.
system. In fact, you'll be listed on the page before the Angie's link ever appears. They're never in the map. Little known thing. So you'll be catching those leads before they ever even get into the Angie's system and go out to your competitors. Now, since you've had some good luck on Facebook, I'd like to really, really capitalize on that in addition to getting you in that map section, because you can get more business from Facebook than what you're already getting by having us advertise on there for you. It'll draw in more of the type of clients that you want, and it'll kind of allow you to, I'm going to say cherry pick the jobs. You know, cherry pick the higher value jobs and let some of the other ones go. And advertising on Facebook currently is, it's been super successful for our smaller businesses. So let me take a look. So, now are you running out on all of these calls for places out beyond your service area? On the leads that are coming to Angie's, are you spending all that time?
Yeah, typically, yeah. Well, the ones
wow,
that come
okay.
to Angie's,
yeah.
or were you talking about to Angie's or through Facebook?
So, oh, I'm sorry, to Angie's. I know, I did jump the track. I hopped back to Angie's for a second. Are you going way out of here?
Well, I did the first couple of times, and after I started catching on what was happening, I just started denying them. so I wouldn't be charged. It would always come up under the opportunity thing, the opportunity leaves, and I just kept it on and putting that it's outside of my service district.
Gotcha.
I try to
stay
right around the lake. We do, we basically service the whole entire lake area.
Oh, wow. That's a long ways around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it takes us about 45 minutes to get to the low. Well, let me rephrase what I said. We do not service the entire lake area. We service down to around Camdenton area.
Okay.
And then back up the other side of the lake.
Okay.
I don't know if you're looking at a map or not, but like around like Roach area and places like that, we typically try not to go out there unless it is worth it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, we don't go out there for little piddly jobs like, oh, I got a receptacle out, or hey, can you hang this one door in my bedroom? No.
Yeah, no, that doesn't pay. No, absolutely not. Well, and so what we can do is, especially on Facebook, so I'll hop back over to Facebook for a second. Because of the way they've set up now for small businesses, we can really target in on exactly the clientele that you want. So we can zero in on things like age range, income level. Age range. I'm missing a couple of categories. There are lots of different categories that we can zero in on. So we're not putting you out in front of clients that you wouldn't want. They'll fit into whatever your normal demographic is and or into your area. So we can make sure that they're targeted on even one side of the lake. So, that's definitely possible too. Now, is this something that you feel would benefit you guys in getting some more exposure on Facebook, getting on the first page of Google, being able to cherry pick some of those jobs that come through?
I think it would. The lake area is a really funny, funny place.
Okay.
And the fact that the majority of homeowners around the lake area, this is not their primary residence.
Oh, okay.
And I think that is a big reason why the Angie League thing doesn't hit too hard around here. Because... Okay. Like I was talking to the lady from Angie Leeds, and she was like, oh, well, the median household income for around the lake area was like $32,000. And I'm like, well, that's because 99% of the people that you are counting, you're not even counting 99% of the people who actually have homes here.
Right. Well, and
because
okay.
You can't tell me that, like I told that lady, I said, you can't tell me that somebody who owned a second home that is $600,000. But
right.
Well, I would say the average median house around the lake, the low end of it, is $300,000.
Wow.
So you're not going to tell me somebody makes $32,000 a year is going to have a second lake home that costs them over $300,000. Most of them are probably between the $400,000 to $700,000 range.
Well, and Mark, you actually just uncovered exactly what was going wrong. So those folks... Okay, I live in Colorado. I live in a similar area. Income here is low, but there are a lot of high-dollar homes in the three to whatever. We're near Telluride. We're about an hour and a half from Telluride. So their home values over there could be $5, $6, $10 million. I mean, they're huge. But the income that's reported on taxes here is really low. But I know this because my husband's a home inspector, and he's actually using this exact service, and it's what catapulted him to the next level. Those people that you're talking about that have those lake homes, they're not as familiar with the lake area at all as you are because they don't live there full time. They don't tend to get to know the locals. They don't know who to call. They're the ones that are Googling for you. They're not going on Angie's. They're already on to Angie's Jam, so they're looking for you on Google. That explains why your search results are so high. Because I just pulled up remodeling too, and those results were over 1,600. That's a good number for a 25-mile radius just about anywhere. So that tells me that they're Googling because they're from out of state. They're they're literally in whatever, California, and Googling for the lake area for an electrician, and they're not ever hitting the Angies to come to you. Wow.
Right.
What a discovery. Okay. All right. Well, this is really going to benefit you guys, Deb. All right. And knowing that, and knowing that you live in that type of area, I'm actually going to put you on the exact package I've got my husband on for his home inspection business. It was what worked for those out-of-towners, and we've got a lot of them. I think, oh, man, I would say at least 30% of the homes around here are second homes or, you know, people from out-of-state. So this will work good for you guys. Now,
that's
did
the
I
thing with the lake, like around the lake area, just on the lake, I would be safe to say that it's probably closer to about 80 to 90%.
You are probably spot on too.
Better second homes.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm working up around the lake in the last year. That I mean, our first 9 months here, I probably saw 4 homeowners.
Wow.
In the first almost year we were here. Because everybody just we contacts us through Facebook, gives us our code to their house, and we go in, we do the work, we take pictures, we send it to them, and then they pay us.
Perfect. Well, those are the type of people you want to be in front of then, right? I mean, if you guys can stay that close to home, do that kind of business without even having to do the face-to-face, that's got to be a bonus. I mean, really, homeowners can be a pain in the
I love working somewhere. I don't have to deal with a homeowner.
Exactly. When you're working construction, any kind, it is so nice to have the homeowner there. My husband gets just about giddy when he finds out the homeowner is not going to be there for an inspection just because they're not.
Yes, they just stand over your shoulder.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. All right. Now, Mark, I think I saw something somewhere. One of you is a veteran, right? Or maybe both of you are.
Yes. The other co-owner.
All right. Awesome. So Lulu had put through a request for a new in business. I think she got confused. It looks like you guys have been in business for a while, but I'm going to push that one aside. I'm going to use a different one because the veteran discount is going to get you a better discount off of retail. And I definitely want to get you guys off of retail. So now our pricing is on a month-to-month basis. We don't lock you into a contract. We really just don't believe in it. Too many other companies do. And if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, there's no reason we need to get married, right? Fair enough.
Right.
Okay, good. And then, so it's month to month, and then it's based on a flat monthly rate. So you're not charged for every click or lead or call. Actually, you're not charged for any of them. It's truly unlimited. So you can pick and choose through those jobs and work with who you want with no consequences. The leads didn't cost anything. So pull up and see what retail is for you guys around the lake there. And then I'm going to put your credits on there. So, I meant to ask you. I didn't find a website, Mark. Do you guys have one and I'm just missing it?
We haven't. I've got a website name, but I haven't actually put up a website yet. That's
okay.
I haven't had time to do.
Okay. No worries. I've got you on that. Because you're veteran-owned or partially veteran-owned, we don't build websites for the general public, but we do quite often for our partners like you guys. And I don't even have to check with anybody. I can just push it through for a veteran. So we can do a website for you. Great that you've got that domain name already purchased. We'll just put it right on that domain. We'll build it from the get-go so it's Google compliant and optimized. Everything Google needs to show you on first page. And there's no charge for that. It's our gift to the partnership because it is such an important component. So we'll build it and maintain it for you. If we ever part ways, it's on your domain. You keep it. We don't go in and take anything down. It's all yours. In fact, you'll always have administrator, the highest level, access to it. We'll have guest administrative, basically, so we can go in and make edits. But you can kick us off anytime you want. So glad I remembered that. All right, so let's get you some pricing, Mark. So normal retail for your area is $5.99 a month, but with your brother-in-law's discount on there, wow, that gets you down to $2.99. So it knocked off $300. Let me see what it does with the setup fee. So the setup fee is normally $2.99. Oh, it got that down to $99. Awesome. Okay. I'm pumped for you guys. So the $99 is a one-time setup fee, and then you'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just a flat $2.99 a month and never anything more. You're not charged for clicks, calls, or leads. And that actually includes $100 in Facebook ads every single month that will purchase, write them, run them, manage them. All you need to do is worry about the inbound business that comes from them. And we'll set your website up for you and keep it maintained too. Now, how's that sound for a couple guys working hard in Missouri? I think that's going to help you grow, right?
Well, that sounds pretty good. I'm definitely interested in it.
Okay.
But I would like to speak with him just to make sure, because we are in this 50-50. I'm sure he would be okay, but I would like to speak with him and get his input on it.
You bet.
Before I actually pull the trigger on it.
Gotcha. Okay.
What we were paying for Angie leads anyway.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, wow. This is way better. You get exposure on Google and on Facebook. I should have mentioned too, this also gets you out to all the other destinations. We'll list you on Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, White Pages, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different destinations. So you don't even have to worry about going and getting listed there. And that's going to help your visibility too. Now, is there any chance we could call your partner and do a three-way so that we could talk to him together and fill him in on the details?
Yeah, I might be able to. Let me see if I can get a hold of him here.
Okay, I can hold on. And if it doesn't work for you, let me know, and I can dial in from here and conference him in too. But he might be more receptive with you calling him.
Right. Okay, well, hold on. What's your number in case I lose you here? Because I'm not real familiar with this new phone.
No problem. Yep. I'm texting that to you right now just in case we do get disconnected. And I also wanted you to have the pricing package that I quoted you in writing. So it's a book of a text. But my contact info is at the top. And then all the inclusions. And then the price is in that text too. Did it make it to you?
Yep, I just now got it.
Awesome.
Okay.
If we lose each other, we'll just... No problem. Mark, are you still there?